Someone texting in saying, I will pay your bar tab Saturday if you stay away from the ACC.
So really?
They're... I'll take him up on that because we got Jack Armstrong on the line. And Jack, I was just saying, you're aware of this, the Raptors throughout their history, 0-9 in game one of the first round. I have been in the building at the ACC for these games at home over the past 4 years. And I'm thinking I got to stay away on Saturday. Is that crazy? Is that stupid? What do you think about that?
So I understand how you feel, but I feel pretty good that this group is ready for that challenge. They know all about it. I'm sure they'll be a little uptight. Nonetheless, I think you win 59 games for a reason, and I think this is a real good club, and I think they're going to come out with great energy and. Make sure they set the tone that they're the number one seed and they have home court. And I do think it'll be, people, I think, get more concerned maybe with a Lowry and DeRozan because they've been through the whole thing. To me, I'm more about, the younger guys getting their first extended taste of minutes in the playoffs. And, it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment for them. And I'm sure they'll have a few moments where, I think it's going to take a little time to get their feet on the ground, but I'm confident that minute by minute, the more they play, the more they sweat, the more they just get involved in the details of the game, that they'll settle down and they'll be fine. But I think it's going to be an easy series. Absolutely not. I have the Raptors in six, and for anyone to think that they're going to sweep them and all that, I have too much respect for the Wizards to ever say something like that. I think it'll be a hard-fought series, but I think the Raptors are the better team. They have the better habits, and they're sounder.
Well, I mean, the focus is going to be on the backcourt. It's going to be Lowry, DeRozan, Wall, Beal. It's been that way for years now, but you mentioned the bench. And Washington has had a difficult time finding production from their bench, and the Raptors have arguably the best bench in the NBA, certainly in the East. How big of a factor do you think these kids will play for the Raptors?
It's interesting you say that, but I kind of like Washington's bench more than most people. I think the kid Tomas Satoransky did a really good job filling up for John Wall, and when he moves coming off the bench, he's a big guard who's a good two-way player. I like Mike Scott a lot. He can score. He's tough. Kelly Oubre Jr. is a super talent who can string up, multiple points and defend. And then lastly, even though his contract's kind of bloated, Yamahimi, that dude plays super hard in the front court. So, and Jody Meeks can come in and shoot the ball. So as much as, they might not get the credit as a bench and statistically, if the numbers might not show them to be. I've seen each one of those guys, and I've seen them collectively play well. And I think, again, the Raptor bench, I have confidence in them, a lot of confidence in them. But I think for Dwayne Casey and Scott Brooks, this is a series of mixing and matching and trying to find combinations that are going to work and trying to find that moment of truth where you break through and you find the answer to what solves the other guy. And it'll be fascinating to watch. But, I think from a depth perspective and just from the habits on a day-by-day basis during the course of the season, I think the Raptors are the better team.
With Jack Armstrong, Game 1 Saturday down at the ACC, tip-off at 5:30. You can hear it right here on TSN Radio. It's Raps Wiz. A lot of people discussing, debating how many minutes Lowry and DeMar played last night. How did you feel about that?
Well, I've seen the other side of it, and then I've seen how they played the playoffs. And I'm open to what they just did because I think you'd agree with me based upon what their challenges have been the last 4 years in the playoffs. I think some of it has been more rust than anything else and not being in the proper rhythm. Certain guys thrive on work, and other guys, can really bounce back quick from rest. They had no practice today. Believe me, they're not going to run their guys into the ground tomorrow. It's going to be more of a skull session and, some obviously some shooting and things of that nature, but nothing heavy duty. Their habits are their habits now. They are who they are. Now it's kind of moving chess pieces. And you're trying to keep your guys off their feet as much as you can. So I think you wanted to kind of give them the opportunity to really get that gear going. And obviously, you know, you always worry about injuries and things of that nature. But I think for those two guys, I think you had to try the alternative path to see maybe if that'll rev them up appropriately.
I was fine with it. You know, I know the risk of injury. We had the same conversation with both teams in the city leading into the playoffs. Raptors were home free with the top seed. The Leafs were going to finish third. And both coaches are guys that are trying to stay on top of teams that have not accomplished anything in the playoffs. And Babcock didn't sit any of the big boys down the stretch. In fact, he went the opposite way and overplayed them all the way until the final game. And I think Casey decided, I want to have the same mentality. And I know Fred got injured last night, but he was playing. You know, you can't complain about Van Fleet getting injured, because if Lowry wasn't going to play and DeMar wasn't going to play, someone's got to play. You know, yeah. Someone's got to play and last night.
Here's the other thing, and I think you'd agree with me, in sports in general, a lot of times, like in baseball, the team that's got to get to game 161, 162, hey, why are they in the World Series? You know, and you know, why did a team that was like, I had to fight tooth and nail to get the final 2 to 3 points to get in the NHL playoffs. Why are they in their conference finals and the Stanley Cup finals? Or, you know, and you see at times, why did a wild card team get to the conference championship in football? Or, you know, and you see it in basketball. I really think that it's important to have rhythm. It's important to be tested. I love the fact that the Raptors in the last 2 weeks had to play Cleveland, Boston twice, Indiana, and then last night against Miami, which was a bear. Thank God they don't have to play the Heat again. And maybe they will have to play the Heat again if they get to the conference finals. And you could say, well, they're not that talented. But the three games the Raptors have played against them have all been, like, just flat-out really difficult games to play. The first two came down to the last play of each game. And then last night they had to go to overtime. So, to me, I think whatever Miami does, they do it well against Toronto. But again, I think it's a great prep for Toronto. And I also think it's a great prep for Miami having to go into Philadelphia and try to win against the hottest team in the NBA.
Great stuff, Jack. I may or may not see you down there on Saturday, but have a great call.
Brian, keep the faith. I look forward to seeing you.
All right, buddy. There he is, Jack Armstrong. He'll have the call on Saturday. Tip off at 5:30 right here on TSN 1050.